Open Windows, November the 11th. An utter self-emptying. In Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, we read, "Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their strength, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they know me, and understand that I am the Lord." Why does not the Lord do this and that, which we think he ought to? It is simply this soul craving to have proof and demonstration. And this is why, if there is anything built up in Christian work which is obvious, big, impressive, where there is a great big thing being organised and great big movements afoot, and all is in the realm of something that can be seen, crowds of Christians flock after it. Or if there are manifestations, things that seem to be clear proofs, the crowds will follow there. The enemy can carry away multitudes by imitating works of the Holy Ghost in the realm of demonstrations and proofs. Oh, we are so impressionable, we must possess. And that is exactly the same principle of that which governed the rulers. They were not prepared for the principle of the cross to be applied in this way. An utter self-emptying, being brought to an end of everything but the Lord himself. What was the one thing the prophets were always talking about? It was about knowing the Lord. The thing that was lacking amongst the Lord's people in the days of the prophets was the knowledge of the Lord. Oh, there were plenty of people who were prepared to have the Lord for what he could do for them. But as for the Lord himself, oh, that was another matter. What is the Lord after with you and with me? Is he first of all wanting us to do things? The idea of what is of God today is chiefly associated with things which are being done for him, the work we are engaged in, and so on. That is, with what is objective and outward. But the Lord is not first of all concerned about how much we do. He is far more concerned that whether we do little or much, every bit of it should come out of a knowledge of himself. Any amount can be done for the Lord in Christian work and activity, just as you do other work, but it may not proceed from your own deep knowledge of God. The Lord is concerned above all else that we should know him.